The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We learned that Jacob Monk, one of the Packers draft picks, has a cold water allergy.
I didn't realize it until now, but I think I have a cold water allergy. I don't like going in cold water, so maybe I'm allergic to that as well.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I thought this was the baby's room. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, they said they weren't concerned, but did make the joke of, let's just make sure he doesn't go ice fishing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's probably wise.
Well, all men hate cold water because of shrinkage.
Well, ordinarily, I wouldn't mind, but...
But what?
Well, I just got back from swimming in the pool, and the water was cold.
You mean shrinkage?
Yes! Significant shrinkage.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running around, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They make the plans. We sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it. She running around. She wants
Monday,
to ride it.
Monday, Monday, Monday. I always feel like our first order of business on a Monday is to see what percent Chewy we're working with today.
I feel okay. Came in from the lake, which takes a little longer. Survived our first hurricane of the year in Florida. So it's kind of a good day.
When you say survived your first hurricane, I assume that means that the house survived, because you are famously here in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Unless this is a hologram I'm staring at this morning. The house survived?
The house, the boat, the pier, everything made it. A couple of my friends, not so lucky.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does that look like? Like, things flipped?
Pier destroyed. Yeah. I don't think the water got up high enough to where the house was a threat, but... yeah. And the problem is you can't insure a pier. So
you can't
that's out of pocket.
Insure a pier?
Yeah.
First of all, I thought he said up here. So my brain was like, in Wisconsin? But you mean a pier.
A pier.
Why?
Because the premiums would be way too high.
Oh, because it wouldn't be in Florida worth it. Yes. And the hurricanes, they'd be like,
yeah.
Yes, you can insure a pier, but it will cost you an arm and a leg.
Yes,
it's like one of those things that's pretty much constantly damaged. Even,
I got a
even
buddy
just by proper use,
and this was only a Category 1. It started as a tropical and got to a Cat 1. The winds weren't bad, but his pier gets destroyed all the time.
Cat 1 is such a regional phrase. If you say Cat 1 anywhere other than, you know, that portion of the country,
yeah.
I think you're talking about a kitty cat, right? You got cat one, you got cat two, you got cat three, and you rank them based on which ones are the best cats.
You don't want any cats.
No cats?
You just want tropical storms.
Oh, got it. No category.
No.
All right. So that was good. That was a win for you this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw that you had a loss this weekend when you went out to dinner and they didn't have what you wanted. Is that how that worked?
Really?
You said no salad at dinner?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that weird? A pizza place, right?
Okay, well, now it's less weird, just so you know.
But I think most people love a salad with their pizza. I mean, no?
In my house, there's always a Caesar salad with pizza.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I always have to have a salad, but the confusing thing is they've been out of salad for a while, and Pick and Save is 2 miles away.
Oh, you're saying just kick down to the grocery store and pick some up.
I kind of wish we left.
Really?
Yes.
Wait a minute. I am blown away by this. No salad at a pizza place is a deal breaker?
Yes.
I have to be honest. I have never had a salad with my pizza.
I have to have a salad with my pizza or it's not complete.
I'm not that way. I can just eat pizza. But I would like a salad. It's a nice little accoutrement to
oh,
it.
Oh, really? An accompaniment?
It's like the zip of the Italian dressing makes the pizza taste that much better.
Can you just dip your pizza in the Italian dressing? It feels like you're using the salad as like a vehicle for the dressing. You don't really need the lettuce, et cetera, et cetera. You just want the dressing.
I also think there's a part of him, because I treat it the same. I'll eat less pizza if I have some salad. So I'm having something a little more healthy and not that extra slice of za. I don't know if you're
well,
the
here's
same
the
place.
Deal. Here's the deal. Because this place has its warts. Very good pizza, lasagna, the wine, absolutely horrible.
No. You're not allowed. No. Yeah.
It's
no,
almost
no.
undrinkable
you're
for me.
You're not allowed to do that because you have such a high palate when it comes to wine. Like, to the point where you bring your own wine to our friends' gatherings because you don't think that their wine is going to be sufficient for your tastes.
When they're serving their wine in a carafe, that's a problem.
I thought carafes were cool.
For weddings.
Also, you're going to, like, it's like you're going to the burger joint and asking for chicken wings. It's a, like, what kind of...
You gotta...
What kind of wine do you think they're going to have at the pizza place?
Good? Drinkable? All right.
No.
You drink a beer with your pizza.
Beer, yeah. But, yeah. Okay.
What if the beer was just skunked butt chowder?
But that's the type of beer I drink. I drink cheap
beer.
That's
the name of the podcast today. Yeah. Skunked butt chowder. Hold on a minute. First of all, I'm fascinated by two things. One, I don't think that people out there eat salads with their pizza. I think people eat breadsticks with their pizza. I think there's a whole, maybe some mozzarella sticks
I think you're going to be surprised.
We're going to put it on the poll.
Put it on the poll. Josh, I'm saying 75% of the people.
First poll. 70% yeah. of people? So what is it? You enjoy a salad with your pizza?
Yes.
You must have a salad with your pizza? What are we asking here?
Do you enjoy a salad with your pizza?
I'm trying to figure out, do you prefer to have salad when you eat pizza or to accompany your pizza? How do we put it?
You know what I think you should do is, if you can, he made a declarative statement, and I can't think exactly what it was, but it was like, you got to have salad with your pizza or something like that. I think we have
I'll
to work off
that.
Of whatever his statement was.
I don't think there's another type of food where salad goes better.
Pasta. Like, think about
I
when you
think
go-
pizza's more important.
No.
Yeah, because I could have a cup of soup with pasta. Can't have a cup of soup with pizza.
Why? First of all, I would never. I would never. Like, I'm thinking about when we order pizza. Some of the things we order with the pizza. Maybe a side of wings, mozzarella sticks, breadsticks, cheesy bread, all of those sorts of things. We are not ordering salad with our pizza. This is surprising me. The place I do get the salad, though, is when we go out to Portillo's and we get, like, the Italian beef. Right, you get my dipped beef with the what are you looking at me like that for?
I will salad get, with at Portillo's with.
Yes, they have a great house salad. It's got some noodles in it. It's got all of the fixins. And
now, here's the trade-off. I'll have an Italian sub with the pizza to substitute the salad.
Now you're just,
but there's
now
no Italian
talk.
Sub.
Absolute crazy talk. Absolutely crazy.
You need that. Like,
you just said, you were gonna have you're gonna have a sub with. The pizza?
Yeah, that was Sunday nights in Massachusetts. Sub and pizza. All and right. You have to have an Italian
so
sub.
So it's the nostalgia then,
I
not
guess.
So much the common sense that weighs in here.
I should have left. Should have left.
Because they didn't
the wine
have the
salad. It's borderline not drinkable.
Okay, but can you
if it, the bottle, I guarantee, Jen, is probably in the $4 to $5 range. I don't even think it comes out of a bottle. I think it comes out of a gun at the bar.
Is this like a pizza parlor? Like a true...
Yes.
You're just barking up the wrong tree.
Why?
You're looking for the wrong place to have a quality wine.
Yeah.
It's just not the place
for it. If I go to a pizza place and they got a couple of cans of beer, right, in the cooler, I'm good. Or if they have a good fountain stand, good fountain drink. I like a good Diet Coke with my pizza. Uh-huh. Now, some people drink milk with their pizza. That's another one.
That's evil. But I think Sunday, to shut down the weekend, is probably the most important meal of the whole weekend because it sets the tone for the rest of the week.
I will agree with you on that one.
Right? Like Friday, you have a bad meal. You still got Saturday
meal.
And Sunday to make
but,
it up.
Yeah. But the thing is, you can have like a Friday's kind of a throwaway meal, right? Everybody's wrapping up the work week. You know, you're starting to kind of ease your way into the weekend. You don't want to do too much. That's how I feel on Friday evenings.
Yeah, sometimes
right?
I drink my dinner.
So that's, yeah, exactly. So that's why we often will order from the local pizza place or we'll order DoorDash. You know, I don't want to overcomplicate things. But I think you're right. There's something about Sunday and you got time to grill. You got time to prep. You got time to put together a nice little meal. Also, from a family standpoint, I like the idea of sitting down at the dinner table, mm-hmm. kind of looking, hey, what do we all got going on this week? Where are we going to be Monday? Who needs rides where? Who's got this and this? Doctor's appointments, all of that. I like that idea of kind of like sitting down, having a good meal, and it feels, you're right, Chu, like you're setting yourself up for a successful week. Josh, you feel similarly about the Sunday dinner?
No, not at all. Our Sunday dinners can be like literally, if we had a long week, it's kind of like, just get me something. I'm starting over on Monday. Monday is where I reset.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Because, I mean, a lot of times we're like running around for a full weekend, and by that time you're like, I do not
Do you waste Sundays, though? Do you waste Sundays?
No, I that's usually where I get like the most done around the house is a Sunday.
Okay. Ooh, no, me Saturday morning. Cause we wake up so early, like normally my body isn't like able to sleep in.
Yeah.
So I can get up on Saturday mornings, knock out some chores, get some stuff done, and then I feel like, okay, let's go about our business. We did do State Fair this weekend, went to State Fair yesterday. Whew, hot.
Yeah, I was steamy yesterday.
Very hot.
Good people watching?
Such good people watching. We also spent a lot of time in the Cream Puff Pavilion, air conditioning. Spent a lot of time in the Expo Center.
Buy anything? Conditioning.
I did buy something. So again, because it was so hot, I ended up buying one of those little power vacuums.
Okay. Yeah.
For the car.
Okay.
But when you take the thing off the front end, guess what it turns into? A fan. So we use that sucker the rest of the day walking around State Fair. It sounded like a jet engine, by the way. We're driving around. People are turning their heads to look and see, but my kids are cool because they're holding the fan/vacuum.
Are you a sucker for this, like, just in general? When they're selling something, they got the displays, the person's doing the...
presentation, yes. Yeah.
Do you find yourself falling sucker to that?
No, I don't think I'm a sucker. I think I know what is going to be a good buy. Like, Chew, you used or I brought in those heating pads.
Yeah.
Right? You click the little coin, throw it on your back, it heats up, there's a chemical reaction inside. That thing has lasted us 6 years. So, that was a good buy.
So I got my leg people texting me.
Oh.
What pizza place?
Oh, no. Are you going to tell them?
I already did.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is it a deal breaker for them not having salad?
I can ask him. But Angie had it right. She's like, do you want to just take it to go? Because obviously at the house, we have wine and we have salad.
That's what you should have done.
Yeah, I choked. A choke. Total choke. I Carlson the thing.
What?
Anders.
Oh, got it. I thought, whoo, yeah, in a lot of places my brain was going there. Thank you very much, Joshy. We're pulling it out of the gutter. No, but what I will tell you, Joshy, regarding the presentation at the fair, I'm walking past the guy who's selling the mini vacuum, right? And he's got all the sand and particles on the thing, and he's showing how powerful it is. He's got a can of peas, right? And he sticks that sucker on top, and it's like, picks up the can. I was like, oh, it's very powerful.
Sucky.
I do love the presentation. I will stand and watch.
He then starts to go into the next layer of the spiel, and I go, I'm going to stop you right there, buddy. I'm going to purchase this thing. You don't need to waste your time. You don't need to do the whole thing. I'm going to buy it. He goes, 1 for $50 or 2 for $1 or whatever it was, and I was like, I'm just going to go with the one now, but I might be back. So needless to say, I did buy that. We're putting it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Joshy, what did we settle on for the old salad and pizza?
It's very simple. Agree or disagree. Quote, you gotta have salad with your pizza.
All right, we got a lot of reaction rolling in already on the YouTube stream. Remember, you can always watch the show on YouTube. Let's see. Colby weighing in saying, salad is for rabbits. That's all I have to say. Jalen saying, only narcissists eat salad with pizza. While Jamie from Orlando says, my family eats salad with pizza. Tone James says, I am shocked at how shocked Jen is to find out how extremely common it is to pair salad with pizza. Most salad bars and pizza places go together. John saying, salad is an alternative to pizza, not a complement to pizza. I had no idea there would be so many strong feelings about the old salad with the pizza, but Chewy said he almost left, should have left the pizza parlor this weekend when they were out of salad. Is it the crunch? Is it the texture? You need a little bit of that snappy in your mouth?
I think it's the Italian dressing or their house dressing, which is usually a balsamic or something that has Yes. It pairs perfectly with pizza.
We typically go Caesar salad.
Caesar's okay. It's got to be a good Caesar, though. I've had a lot of bad Caesars.
I had a great Caesar this weekend.
At the State Fair?
Not at the State Fair. Come on. Was it on a stick? No.
Deep fried? No, where?
Costco.
Costco does make a good...
Was shocked.
But it's so big.
It was huge.
Yes.
But it was fantastic. And I told Dario, the key to a good Caesar salad, I'm sitting there having this at Costco, right? We just got all our groceries. Kids wanted pizza. And I'm like, the key is the ratio. The ratio of
totally
dressing
agree.
To chicken, to lettuce, to parm. Is it parm? Is that the cheese?
Yeah, parm. Yeah. Shredded parm.
It was so good. And you can't, it could, I can't even. And I'm not even a big salad gal.
What about anchovy? I like when they chop the anchovy up.
I like it in the dressing.
Yes. Yes, that is good.
I don't need it in this. I don't need to see the fish. Yeah. But if I can taste it in the dressing, I am
what
good.
What about when they do it in front of you and they throw the anchovies right in the bowl and then mix it into
That's
the...
That's really good.
I don't need that. I don't need to see it. I don't need to see it. Just have it in there. It's like hiding food, right? You hide the cauliflower in the broccoli or... I'm sorry. You don't hide cauliflower in broccoli. You hide cauliflower in the pizza. In the pizza crust. In the dough. If you don't know it's there, Chew, what's the difference?
Mentally.
Salad guy. It's how I feel about seeing the anchovies. All right, we're going to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of stuff to get to today. Packers had their family night on Saturday. Chewy texted us saying, how could I watch the Toad Fest? We'll discuss that. Lots of things. Evan Cohen, also from unsportsmanlike fame, saying that love is better than Rodgers. In what world? We'll discuss that as Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you know that fact, though?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know that fact?
Is that just a fact, Brig?
Yeah. I mean, that's what Chewy does. Chewy knows the most facts of anyone on the show.
He also knows the most fiction.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Things a little different this year while broadcasting their annual family night practice on Saturday night. Put it on Packers.com. We just shot it up to the television because, you know, it's 2024, but Chewy had a tough time finding it.
That sounded like a lot of work. And then Channel 55, I didn't even know there was a Channel 55
here. I did
here.
Go to Channel 55 after Gabe gave us that information. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, not us. It was like a sci-fi marathon or something like that. Anyway, more than 60,000 people. And I always want to make sure that we note that. That is one unique thing about the Green Bay Packers. Look, I covered family night, quote unquote, in Chicago those 2 years that I covered the Chicago Bears and was traveling with the team and was the beat reporter. They weren't getting 60,000 people for a practice at Soldier Field. I'll tell you that.
No.
Maybe this year you could rival what the Packers got because of the excitement surrounding Caleb Williams and the offense and all of the, you know, money and et cetera that they have pumped into the Bears. But that, first of all, is pretty impressive. We had some family friends who went up there, and it's the age old, we might not make it to a game. We might not be able to afford the tickets to go to a game, but it's a good way for our kiddos to experience Lambeau Field, and they make it so fun for the audience. So not a ton of takeaways, really, I think, Joshy, from family night scrimmage. But the one thing that popped for you was the distribution of the ball. I assume these were 11-on-11 numbers that you shared with us
over
the weekend?
It was the snap counts that all the wide receivers got with Jordan Love. So it wasn't all like when Clifford was out there or Pratt was out there. It was just with Jordan Love. So ostensibly, what we could glean from that, that was the first team offense.
And when you break down the snaps, no, catches. These are catches, actually.
No, these are snaps.
Oh, so... Yeah. Romeo Dobbs had 21.
Yep.
Christian Watson had 19.
Yep.
Jaden Reed had 16.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Then it falls off.
Yeah.
So there's your three. It's just how they're going to... Who's going to do what?
Devontae Wicks had 6. Bo Melton had 5. Grant DuBose had 2. That feels like a haves and have-nots, doesn't it? Have-nots?
Yes. To me, it feels like... They've made a clear distinction on who they want to be the three wide receivers. There's so many things to take away from this. It's hard not to read too much into it because there's going to be injuries. Things are going to happen. And there's going to be certain times where certain players play more just because they're having a good game. But Romeo Doubs being the runaway favorite, and Chewy and I discussed this with Jason, and Gabe even kind of with him as well. It's like, is that the right answer with Romeo Doubs being far away the like leader of the clubhouse? Does it kind of feel like that could stunt the offense in a way where the more dynamic athletes would be on the field less than a Romeo Doubs? Romeo Doubs, great wide receiver. Great value for where he was drafted. But like, Dontavian Wicks can clearly do more in terms of getting open, creating plays than like a Romeo Doubs.
I agree with you on all of those things. Go ahead.
It kind of smells maybe a little bit of maybe he didn't work as hard as he needed to in the offseason, and that's why his numbers are so down.
I have another theory. I think it's competitive strategy.
I did throw that out there, but I kind of felt like I was being hopeful.
Give me the X-Files music. Go ahead, give it to me, and I'll explain my position on the conspiracy theory. I think if you're the Green Bay Packers and you know that people will be tuning in to your family night scrimmage, your family night practice, don't show your hand. You're not going to throw Dontavian Wicks out there as your number one so that other teams can start scheming against him, you know, focusing on his skill set. It's one practice, Chewy, that is shown on Packers.com, which means that anyone with an internet connection, yeah, except for you, can get it and watch it. And so my thought process is, there's been a lot of talk about Dontavian Wicks. We all know that he is, I think, one of the more athletic guys in this receiving core. I think they're not showing their hand. I think they are choosing to keep his snap count low so that during the season they can bust him out, and that gives them the competitive advantage.
Or it could be a shot across his bow.
Sending a message.
Let's work a little harder here. I mean, there's been so much gush over Doubs, which I want to see. Probably not going to play a lot in the preseason, so it's going to have to wait to the season. But I want to see how much better he got. But I think they're just clearly trying to find a number one Z, okay? Watson, to me, is an X. He feels like an X. And then, just based upon the numbers of family night, Reed is probably going to be your zebra, your third receiver in there. But to me, it's their, because there's been so much gush. A lot of gush.
A lot of
coaches gushing, players gushing over Doubs. And who knows? Who knows? But I got to see it first.
Gush and gush and gush during the offseason about Romeo Doubs, if you're opposing teams, aren't you starting to focus on him? Aren't you starting from a defensive standpoint to make sure that you're shutting that guy down? And hasn't that always been true? What we have said is the benefit of having this wide receiver group structured the way it is. Go ahead, double team him.
Yeah.
We just got this other guy we're going to throw the ball to instead. To me, it feels like, based on what we have seen from Wicks, and getting six snaps with the number one offense with the Jordan Love, something's not right. Something smells bad. It's not passing the smell test for me. And the best thing I can come up with is they're trying to red herring this thing. Look over here, something shiny,
maybe
shiny Romeo Doubs.
Because these players do know how much they're going to play with the ones. I mean, that's something you go over the night before. So, I don't think they forgot about him. They probably said, look, you're going to get 10 plays with Love, and the other guys are going to get 20. I don't know.
To me, the answer has to be either what Chewy said or what you said, because either he hasn't done what he needs to, even though we saw him in all those videos with Jaden Reed, it appeared that they were really working this offseason together, or they're trying to hide him, because the way he came on late in the season, he was just always open. And all the analytics support like his ability to separate, which Romeo Doubs simply really can't do. He's great, catches in traffic, but that's because he's always in traffic, because there's always a defender nearby. Like, it has to either be a message or they don't want anyone to know what they plan to do with
him. Yeah, but Wicks was a what? Fifth round pick? Sixth round pick?
Yeah.
Maybe he topped out.
I think if this is how they view Dontavian Wicks, they got to trade him because he's way too valuable. Somebody out there is going to want to add that type of guy. Even though what we've seen is so few and far between, that's why I have a hard time with Jen when she said they're hiding him. Like, I think the kid still needs work. I think they need work. Well,
yeah, together. But one night again.
That's true.
Again, this is the one practice that the world can see. Mm-hmm. That's where I feel like, you know, unless somebody is making the trek up to Green Bay to scout from the bleachers, scout from the steps, you know, to see what they actually are running. Mm-hmm. This is where, and I would even have that conversation. Again, I have no knowledge of if this is what's shaken out, but this is something I thought of when I saw these numbers. Maybe you have a conversation with them, Chew, and say, hey, listen, you're going to be a big deal for us. You're going to be a big deal in this offense this year. We're not going to feature you on Saturday night because we don't want to let everybody in on the secret. We don't want to let everybody know. But I am looking at a fantasy points data predictive stat. It's one of those graphs. It's got the X and Y axis, and then it's got all the receivers, the year two receivers, actually, last year. It actually has all of the receivers on it. I should send it to you, Josh, so you can see it as well. First downs per route run versus receiving yards per game. And based on the data here, this gentleman is saying Dontavian Wicks, Rice, and Dell, also in the NFL, were year two wide receivers who could be more productive next year just based on how successful they were at these metrics. And so, again, to me, if you're the Green Bay Packers and you have a weapon like that, I feel like you know you're going to be exploiting it. You know you're going to be using it this season. Let's put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. There are a couple of theories here as to why Dontavian Wicks only had, what was the number, six?
Six
snaps with Jordan Love at the family night scrimmage.
I just don't think a second-year player who was drafted in the fifth or sixth round. Fifth?
I'm not sure when Dontavian
Wicks was drafted. Late. I don't think their mindset is, hey, we can't play this guy because he's so good. He's like Justin Jefferson light.
Fifth round
he's
overall.
Fifth rounder,
yeah. I don't think that's the case.
So the thing is, though, Matt LaFleur compared him to Davante Adams. And then got mad at Buck and Aikman for telling everyone that. Like, there's something here
that's... I had forgotten all about that.
There's something here that's not making sense. And both your theories, to me, are the most logical. Because how do you go from being so highly regarded going into the offseason, coming out of it, you're getting six snaps, and you and Bo Melton are fighting for time?
Right.
But, I mean, if you're going to do that, you don't do it in the family night scrimmage. You do it in the first preseason game or the second. Like, all right, you're not going to play a lot. We don't want to show what you have. You don't do it at family night, right? I mean, do you play everyone?
But the Packers,
when do they play, Saturday or Friday?
The preseason game?
Yeah.
I don't know the date of it.
Well, it's this week, right?
The 10th, is that right? I don't know why that jumped for me.
Yeah, well, so it's Saturday. Coming up this week. Do you play everyone? Do you play Watson? Because to me, right now, he's the only one that warrants double coverage just because of his speed. Nothing else. He's not a great route runner yet, but he can take the top off, so you got to be leery of that.
Okay, but would you be surprised, Chew? Pull out your crystal ball. Call me now. Pull out your crystal ball. Would you be surprised if Dontavian Wicks at the end of this season was one or two in the receiving core?
Right now?
Yes.
With no injuries?
Yes, right now.
Yes, I would be surprised.
Okay, so again, I would not be surprised. I could see it being Dontavian Wicks and Jaden Reed. I could see it being Dontavian Wicks and Christian Watson as far as depending on, again, what stat you're going to use, receiving yards, touchdowns, et cetera, et cetera. Joshy, would you be surprised if Dontavian Wicks at the end of this year was one or two in the Packers wide receiving core?
I was going into the season thinking that Dontavian Wicks was going to be one or two, like, guaranteed. I thought he was going to be featured a ton. The guy just is constantly open. The few snaps he got, he was always making an impression and receiving the ball. Now, I have a lot of doubt about that.
800-990-3776. We're looking at the snap counts from family night. And again, are there things that I wish I had seen more of? I agree with a lot of people who are weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line and in the YouTube comments. Would have been nice to see the kicking competition a little bit more, wouldn't it? They're not going to feature it because, again... And that, again, is what makes me think this is a little secret squirrel.
Like, why
wouldn't they?
The
fact that they know exactly.
You have 60,000 people in the stands to put pressure on your kicker.
Right, simulate a
game. Put them out there, head-to-head, see who's better.
But again, the fact that they didn't makes me feel like they are secret squirreling this thing.
I was reading that the kicking was a huge feature of it. That's just not what they broadcast. That was my understanding.
Interesting.
Do you have numbers?
Because they basically do... They're going at two sides of the field at all times. There's basically something going on everywhere. So it's more of a practice now. So they were working, It's just, what do you want to see? Kickers kick through the uprights?
Or the little kid catch three punts off the jugs.
Or Christian Watson going up over Jair Alexander. Like,
they
what do
could
you want?
Get rid of the basket toss for me. I would love that. Like, every time they, and I, first
the
of all,
fans love
first
it
of all,
there,
Jordan
though.
Love is not very good at it. Nope. Okay. Mm-mm. And that is somewhat in comparison to how good Rodgers mm-hmm. was at it, right? Like, Rodgers from everywhere, he could cover his eyes and he could hit the basket. Jordan is not as good at that. We have talked about his struggles with the deep ball. Stop showing it! Stop featuring the basket toss now. The kid with the punt.
When did they start caring about players' feelings? What the hell? Huh?
What do you mean?
Put the flipping kickers out there after the game. Have a competition. You have the benefit of being in your stadium.
And the pressure.
Where they're going to kick during the regular season and 60,000 people to put pressure on them. Oh, we don't want them to get nervous until the regular season.
We might have to do this after the break, but I saw a story about the kicking being a feature because Greg Joseph talked about how it's going to be different, that they're kicking in Lambeau and not just on the practice field. But I'm going to be honest, I didn't read it at all because I didn't care about it.
I'm just wondering.
Everyone cares about the kicking thing way more than I do. Just give me the good one. Whoever wins, that's all I care about.
I'm pretty sure that's what they're working towards, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't give a bleep how it goes, how they end up. Who kicks the most? Who's the most accurate?
It would be different if you had an affinity for, like, when Mason Crosby was here for all those years, right? And you're like, he's our guy.
Sure.
You want him to win. But I think, Josh, you make a great point. Like, I'm not connected to either of these guys. Just give me the good one. Just give me
who's
the good
gonna
kicker.
Make me the most field goals? That's all I care about.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of stuff to still get to. But do you have a theory as to why Dontayvion Wicks only got 6 snaps with Jordan Love at family night? Is it that they're hiding him? Because so many people were watching on Packers.com, and it gives other teams a insight as to what their offense is going to be. Or do you think they were trying to send him a message? You got to keep working, man. If you want to be one of the top wide receivers on this crew, you got to keep working. There's been a drop off. This is a shot across the bow. This is a message in a bottle to you to get back on track. We roll on right after this.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Though, right?
Yeah.
Kinda like a, oof, like mm-hmm. just, instead of a, huh.
Yeah, but that's all part of
you
taking the training law.
I do, but it's just such funny noises.
Did this get sexual or something? I don't know about it. What the hell just happened?
On 94.5 ESPN.
I'm not saying it was your fault, although you could have done more. You're so naive.
Hey, if you love sports betting, you got to make your way to the Sportsbook at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It has everything a sports fanatic could want and more. Seating for over 200 people, a broadcast booth, a first-class bar, a brand new restaurant. You're probably always looking for a good new place to eat. The kitchen is the spot. They got a VIP deck and a video wall over 2,000 square feet. And if you're in a rush, 20-minute free parking so that you can get in, place your bets, and get out. It's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie. We want you to get in on the action. Ben weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. He says, you are absolutely right about the basket toss. It used to be a fun and exciting element to watch Aaron Rodgers drop it in from anywhere on the field. The quarterbacks now have been missing by several feet. And if you're going to, you know, spotlight the things that they're good at, you know that that's something they're not very good at, right? Like,
yeah.
I think I saw Michael Pratt get it in once. Now, I wasn't watching, you know, there and charting it like the guys do with the field goals or like the guys do when they're standing on the sideline at practice and whatnot. I was kind of in and out as I was enjoying my takeout dinner because we talked about that. Oh, no, that was Saturday night. We did DoorDash. Saturday night, we did the DoorDash. But I didn't think that they were wildly successful with it. That's for sure. Should they get rid of the basket toss, Joshy?
I think it's whatever. I think they just got to get better at it. We're also came from the utmost privilege. Like, other quarterbacks in the league aren't doing what Aaron Rodgers was with the basket toss. It was like automatic. He would hit like 3 or 4 in a row. And I just think this is the reality of like having a non Aaron Rodgers quarterback. Like,
so was there anyone that stood out and looked like popped for you watching this?
No.
Or no?
And again, I think this goes back to what Joshy was saying about the way that they strategize, because I do believe this is all done on purpose. I don't think Matt LaFleur wants you to know anything. He certainly doesn't want the public to know anything. He wants to take as much time as possible to keep it secret squirrel, which is why they got kids out there catching punts off the jugs machine. The crowd's going wild. But to Joshy's point, guess what's going on down at the other end of the field? Something important.
Yeah.
Something that you at home are not seeing. And they're showing the shiny thing on this end. Everybody's paying attention to see if the little kid can catch the three balls in his hands. And nobody's watching what's happening down at the other end of the field.
On the kicking. Anders Carlson made his first eight kicks, but missed his final kick from 57 yards, officially finishing 8 of 9. Joseph made his first six kicks, but missed two of his final three kicks. Both were over 50 yards, finishing 7 of 9.
So where are we at overall?
It seems still like they're the exact same kicker.
I was just going to say, same. It feels like a push right now. Feels pretty even, Steven. Joshy makes a great point. Like, because I'm not invested in either of these guys, it'll all shake out, right? Although, Josh, you could make the point of, like, this is what they did last year. They had this competition, quote unquote, and Anders Carlson won it, and he was not very good. And so it makes me lose a little bit of, confidence in the Packers' ability to pick the right guy.
But we're probably spoiled because out of any other position on the field, the kickers have been like the quarterbacks over the last 30 years.
Consistent.
Chris Jackie, great kicker. Ryan Longwell, great kicker. Mason Crosby, great kicker.
Except now Mason Crosby yips year.
Like, yeah, the one
was
in
like
Detroit.
Automatic.
Yeah,
like you just didn't even think twice. He was kicking. He was going to make it. That's
but
just
still,
how
we've been spoiled,
went.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. We've been spoiled in a different way because you don't look at them the same way with the quarterbacks. The quarterbacks and kickers always been there for the Packers.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just saw they're bringing in another kicker. So obviously they're not happy with these two if they're bringing in another guy.
And what was that guy's name again, Shu?
I don't even know it. I read it. UFL guy.
Yeah. Out of Texas Tech.
He's not even going to try. He's like, I don't think so.
I can't remember. Gadiby? Gadiby, if my memory serves me.
Which it never does. Reaction rule.
There might not be a D in there.
Oh, there's a joke. There's a joke. Lots of reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line and on our YouTube page. Make sure you stream the show so you can catch all of Chewy's in live action shenanigans. Cheesehead Bucky says, I think you guys are overthinking this. Romeo has been the best wide receiver all camp, but Wicks has been very good as well. It's just a practice at the end of the day, and we don't know what they were trying. Let's see. Brian also saying LaFleur did say they went vanilla, so maybe they don't want to show everything. Wick seems to be having a great camp from what the reports have been saying. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I feel like if you were to just tune in, because they make it public on Packers.com, if you happen to be one of the opponent, and look, I'm not trying to sit here and say that they're not going to have film on these guys. They saw what Wicks could do last year when he was out there, much like the graph that I just referenced showing that he has a ton of promise and potential in this league. They know who he is. But maybe they start getting a little like, wait, what's going on with Wicks? Maybe he won't be featured as much in this offense. And all of a sudden, you know, it gives them another data point to consider as they're trying to figure out how to defend against this Packers team. That's my guess as to why he was less featured on the very public, put on the Packers.com broadcast Saturday night.
I just think they want three guys like they're doing to take the lead. They don't want to have, all right, you got 16 plays, you got 14, you got 21, you got this. They want guys to emerge. And that's why they don't bring in veterans later in their career when you have a young team like this, because they don't want to take away the reps from these people developing. And that's essentially what happened. You know, if I'm Watson or Dobbs going, come on, I want to play 45 plays a game. I don't want to play 21. You know,
yeah,
that's how you get better through reps and reps and reps.
Philosophically, you have to know the makeup of your players as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that would see that and they would not be able to handle it. They would be like, what did I do wrong? Why am I not playing? Why am I not getting the snaps? Again, that's assuming that there wasn't a conversation ahead of time telling him that this was the plan. But if you buy Chewy's point, which is, hey, they're trying to send him a message. They're trying to say, we need you to be one of the top three guys. And you've fallen off a little bit. You got to make sure that guy can handle that type of messaging, because it can go in the opposite direction, right, Chew?
Yeah.
I can get inside his head and all of a sudden be like, am I not good enough? Maybe I am. Well, they must not see me as one of the top three players. So is it your guess then that Dontayvion Wicks, they already know he's one of the guys who will be motivated by that type of messaging?
I don't know. I just think in a family night scrimmage, you're only getting six reps with the number ones. You're a little bit of an afterthought. That's my guess.
800-990-3776.
The whole covert thing, you know, because Detroit's in the stands in Chicago. That doesn't happen for family night.
The thing is, I tend to agree with Chewy, but the Packers are so weird and so conservative. They, like, do less than almost every, in terms of letting fans in, because if you let fans in, then people are allowed to film it. Like, the Packers take that, like...
Oh, remember last year when people were getting, like, cease and desist emails from the Packers for putting video out on Twitter?
I can't...
Were they, really?
I can't confirm this, but I saw reports that if you're filming, they will take your name, take a picture of your ID, and you'll never be allowed back into practice.
Really?
If you're filming on your phone. That was something I saw at least one person say on Twitter, who is somebody who's always at practice.
That's very aggressive.
Yes.
But again, if you are trying to protect, and we have talked about the margin of victory in this league and how it's so thin between teams, right? Like, so any advantage is an advantage. So there is a part of me that still thinks it might have been, hey, you're our guy.
Homegrown was a little nuts, too. Over by the gas station off of Oneida. You know what I'm talking about? There was a roofing crew up there one time putting a roof up.
You know,
they had the protective barrier up there and everything. He just leans over to Gary Reynolds, who is his right-hand man. He's like, have Jerry Perrins go and make sure that they're a real, I swear to God, a real roofing crew. So they've been nuts for years.
See, the thing is, if this was like another team, I would pretty much automatically dismiss Jen. Just because, like, it is family night, whatever. You're out there practicing. Yeah. You're just kind of winging the, but the Packers are so weird, you have to consider it. It has to be a part of the equation.
Is there any way of proving it one way or another? I mean, will it be in the first four games or so on how much Dontayvion Wicks will be able to...
Yeah, if he starts in Brazil, I'm like, hey, you're right.
If he has, if he's on the field for the majority of snaps, he'll be like, yeah, that's what they were doing.
I will be very interested in watching Dontayvion Wicks' snap count for the first few games of the season to see if, in fact, the Green Bay Packers were doing secret squirrel at family night on Saturday. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but don't change that dial. The Wisconsin State Fair is off and running, and it is time to get your dial and fingers ready. All sorts of animals, fried foods on a stick, and of course, the people watching. We want you to go to the State Fair on us right now. Caller number 5 to ESPN Wisconsin's talk and text line wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair right now. 800-990-3776. The fair ends August 11th. Maybe you'll see Chewy there on August 11th. Get your tickets now. 800-990-3776. Caller number 5 wins a 4-pack to the Wisconsin State Fair.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do you get to 10 in NFL in the football game? How do you do that?
You can have 5 safeties.
That's a great point.
Which would also be a great endorsement for Derek Carr.
2 field goals, 2 safeties.
2 field goals, 2 safeties.
Also a great endorsement for the quarterback. Continue. Yes. What else do we have?
On 94.5 ESPN.
As this is what I sound like when I am drinking my Celsius energy drink. And if you haven't tried Celsius energy drink, you should. It is absolutely what gets me through the busiest time of my year, which is college football season. Celsius is an essential energy drink that I choose to stay on top of all of it. You can find Celsius at your local pick and save stores or online at Amazon. Went to the store the other day to get my Celsius. Sold out. Yes, y'all are drinking the Celsius. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Steve weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line saying, Chewy, this is calculated to the max, referring to Dontayvion Wicks' snaps. We will continue that conversation, but we want to move on. There's a lot of stuff going on in Wisconsin sports. Joshy? Are the Brewers going to make the playoffs or what?
You'd think so. You'd sure hope so.
I think they're going to make the playoffs. Uh-huh. I think they're going to be a playoff team. I am a little nervous And again, maybe this is just the ebbs and flows of baseball. Maybe that's what is happening right now with the Milwaukee Brewers. But it does feel like, can we get back to winning the series? Can we get back? What?
Let's just get some wins.
Let's just get some wins. Yeah. You know what? We're not asking for much. Can we just get a few wins?
Mostly wins.
Mostly wins. Mostly winning. Right now, they are mostly losing. Again, if you look at the last 10 games, they won 4 of 6. 4 of 10, lost 6.
We don't like that.
No, that's not ideal. The good news is the Cardinals are still 5.5 games back. But it doesn't feel as good, Chu, as it did earlier in the year when they had 10-game leads in the division.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people keep telling me that the Cardinals stink. That's what people keep saying. But the Cardinals are a team that historically have figured out a way to win at the end of the season.
Yeah.
They are always strongest in August and September. And again, even if the Cardinals were to overtake the Brewers, Brewers still have obviously a shot at the wild card. But I guess what I'm working through right now, Josh and Chu, is this just baseball? Is this just one of the valleys in the season of baseball? There will be mountains to come. Still got about 2 months left of the regular season, a little less. Is this just one of those dips that we're about to rise from? Or is the team we've been seeing, obviously dealing with injuries, Christian Yelich still out of the lineup, we're hopeful that he comes back sooner rather than later, is this just kind of where this thing is going to go the rest of the season? Because I'll tell you what, Chu, if they keep losing series and they go 4 wins every 10 games, I don't think it's as much a foregone conclusion as it felt earlier this year.
Well, I mean, and Pittsburgh's right there too. They're only 6 out. You let these teams hang around and you just kind of plod your way around. Yeah, you can get caught, but look, they lost their best player. They don't know if they're going to get him back. They don't know what kind of player he's going to be if he does come back. That affects you psychologically, right? Because then, I'll go back to 96 when we ran into a string of injuries. We were beat up. Then you start going into games that if you had all your guys, it's a walk. Mm-hmm. You win the game. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, yeah, I think we can beat them with our lineup. So I don't know if, you know, Yelich being out is affecting the players mentally. To me, it just feels like baseball, right? You get hot, you're not. You got to play your way out of it, and hopefully you can cross the finish line at the end of the year being the number one team. So I am not concerned. If it gets to 3, then I will get concerned.
Brewers dropped their 3rd straight series since losing Christian Yelich to the injured list. Joshy, where do you stand? This is just baseball or cause for concern?
This is a hard one for me to figure out because I'm not the most sober-minded when it comes to the Brewers. I'm not the most optimistic, I would say. I don't think what we watched in the first half of the season was by any means a fluke. But I do think at a certain point, those pitchers who were pitching above what they had been their entire careers and the mounting amount of injuries, I mean, the pitching has been an issue all season long. But the fact that they didn't really bolster that much, like the Brewers got good ratings for what they did at the trade deadline. And they got a bunch of guys that are just back end of the starting rotation, like. They didn't really improve. They just got more arms, which is a necessity at this time.
Yeah, more is not bad. It's just you would like for more to be better.
Right, yeah. Maybe a guy with an under 4 ERA coming in, that would have been helpful. But I have a hard time overreacting to this because baseball has led us. I mean, last year the Brewers got swept by the Athletics, and people, it was full panic mode. And then that ended
that was
up not
pretty
being,
early in the year, too, if I remember correctly.
Plus, they're losing the teams that series that they should be winning.
Correct.
Yes.
Miami?
Bad.
Atlanta's...
They're
good.
Washington?
Yeah, they're coming on, too.
I mean, you should be beating Washington 2 out of 3.
Well, especially when you know that, like, there are better teams, the Phillies, and you mentioned the Braves. I think the Braves are one of those teams that continue to come on at the end of seasons as well.
Their schedule is not easy moving forward. You got 3 in Atlanta, Cincinnati, and then you go to L.A. for 4. And then Cleveland, St. Louis, but then you play San Fran twice, 2-3-game series. So and then you got Philly again. So this is going to be interesting.
I'm keeping an eye on it.
It's going to be interesting.
Is where I'm at. I'm more concerned than I was a month ago. I thought it was a foregone conclusion. They're just going to kind of keep rolling. But at a certain point, the injuries just become too much for you. Like, they can't sustain any of that anymore. They've also seen some of their, like, I believe Garrett Mitchell's playing extremely well right now, but Bryce Turang has kind of disappeared.
And but only recently, because he was on a hot streak as well.
Yeah.
And Contreras was on absolute fire, and, like, those guys have just kind of come back to earth a little bit, and we have to determine, are they going to have those hot streaks again that propel the team?
So Brewers lose another series this weekend, this time to the Nationals. Is this just baseball, or is it cause for concern? Again, we believe the Brewers will make the postseason, but the hope was that they could make a deep run into the postseason. It's feeling a little dicey. We roll on with the second hour of the show right after this.